Here at DSW, we're getting back to our regularly scheduled program, Living Your Best Life. Whatever is on your calendar, you're going to need some really good shoes. That's where DSW comes in. Find Need Right Now sneakers, Wear Everywhere sandals, and everything in between from top brands like Adidas, Reebok, Steve Madden, and more. Shop now at DSW.com or a DSW store near you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and after a wild episode of Bachelor in Paradise, I don't know about you, but I thoroughly enjoyed myself watching those. We have two very important interviews with the ladies who were under fire last night, Tammy and Jesenia, both in some love triangles, had some questions to answer, and I asked them all, so I want to play my interviews with Tammy and Jesenia, starting with Tammy, who talked all about Aaron and Thomas, gave a little more background there, and weighed in on some of the other big scandals on the beach. Here's Tammy. All right, Tammy, big episode. During last night's episode, let's start with, can you just tell me a little bit about your status with Aaron and where you guys were as of that week of the show?
Yeah, so me and Aaron had a really good start to our relationship. At that point in time, we had a conversation earlier that day at the pool that said, I think we are a good connection right now, but I think we're both still open to exploring other options as well. And he more than agreed. So that's where our relationship stands.
So when we see you kind of go off with Thomas, one, do you think you owed it to him to give him a look like those guys were suggesting? And two, did you pick that spot on purpose? Did you know they were going to see you? What was going on there?
It looks like they're really close, but they were actually very far away. Like it's a half of a beach that I'm distance wise. So I didn't even realize he was there. I wasn't trying to find out if he was there so he could watch. I had really no idea that he was watching.
Okay. And what about the whole, you should have given him like a look situation?
I didn't know he was there to give a look, you know? So yeah. First of all, I'm not to be owned. So I don't owe anybody anything. We're here to just trying to find our person and explore all the options possible.
What can you tell me about your connection with Thomas? Because I feel like as viewers, we didn't necessarily see you guys talking too much and it felt like it came out of nowhere. So what was your bond, maybe the whole quote unquote villain thing you guys were talking about?
I wanted nothing to do with the guy romantically. And that's honest. Like the minute he came down, I go, I don't want to talk to this guy. He seems very egotistical. And I just felt terrible from what I heard the night before. He got into an argument with the guys. He basically got dumped after his date. It just wasn't a good time for the dude. So I woke up early the next morning and went upstairs to get breakfast. And he was there at the breakfast table, just hasn't slept, just very uneasy about his experience so far in paradise. So I sat with him for like 2 hours and we just talked about like, you know, what this world could do to us and like our mental health. And, you know, as long as we know that we're not really villains in the real world and we're just very misunderstood and we really related to that. We also related to like our jobs. We're both real estate agents and the type of personality we are. So I really bonded with him over a friendship in the morning. And I'm just like trying to make sure like he has a good paradise experience. Cause having a crappy experience, especially quarantining for how long we quarantine before we get down to the beach, I can only imagine how terrible it feels to have that as your initial experience in paradise. I was really trying to help him. So that's where our bond kind of started. And it didn't, like the romantic part didn't even cross my mind until later that night. Cause he was trying to pursue other women as well. And I was trying to help him, like talk to Mari, talk to Deandra. Like what can I do to help? Because like, I want everyone to try to find their person here, you know?
And was there any part of you that thought maybe you and Thomas, the bond, just his beef with Aaron is so deep for some reason. Was there any part of you that wondered like his intentions could be to try to talk to you to get to Aaron or that Aaron was going to be, were you just trying to like separate the two relationships?
I was trying to separate the two relationships. I want to form my own opinion on someone, not based off what other people say or think, especially because like I didn't get to watch Katie's season yet. I mean, we were filming at the time. So I think whatever they had, their beef has nothing to do with me. So I wanted to form my own opinion about someone without being biased. Cause I can only imagine if quarantine didn't happen last year and I went on the beach and Kelsey and McKenna were talking crap about me with everyone. And I went down there in a lion's den, I would have felt completely so disappointed and terrible.
Fair. There was a lot said about you and the situation as it was airing. What was the most shocking thing for you to watch back, whether it was between Aaron and Thomas's convo or maybe some of the guys talking about you?
I was really disappointed and shocked to hear that Trey and James were saying like provocative names about me. I didn't realize that was going on, especially because I thought I had a really good friendship with James. I helped him the week prior with the Victoria P stuff. And I don't know. I just hearing them call me those names just because they hate someone. It's just like, what did I have to do with your dislike towards this person? You know, like I'm not a trash human. I'm not a dog, but like, would they think the same or say the same things if I was a man or if I was their boys, you know, or would they be like, you know, hyping me up if I was one of their friends, like a dude.
Do you have any regrets about how so far you've handled your beach experience, whether it be this little mini love triangle you found yourself in, or maybe getting involved in some of the James, Victoria P stuff?
No, I have no regrets. The unfortunate thing about me is what you see is what you get. I am that personality through and through. I'm this fiery, sticks up for myself, sticks up for my friends kind of personality. So I have no regrets. Of course, do I wish to hurt people? Not at all. That is my last intent. But unfortunately, with this weird situation that we all signed up for, people are going to get hurt.
Yeah. You were in those Polaroids that are now surfacing of Jesenia and Chris from pre-show. What can you tell me about that hangout that is now rocking Bachelor Nation, Tammy?
I think people are overreacting. We all went down there after Katie filmed her season 2 to support our friend. We all were down there as friends, flew in at different times during the week, and we just had lunch. Katie had a Polaroid, wanted to take pictures because she can't post them on Instagram at the time. So we all had these cute Polaroids of each other, and that's just what it was. We were just all taking pictures with each other.
As friends. A few other rapid fire questions about the beach. Demi, being too aggressive or just go playing the game of the show?
I love Demi through and through. She's such a spitfire. I love everything about her. I don't think there's anything too dramatic, too fiery about her. She's perfect.
Did Mari have a right to be upset with Kenny after she was the one who opened up their relationship to begin with?
Okay. I feel like every girl has been in this situation where you're like, I'm going to explore other options, but I want you to wait for me, but you don't want to say that because you kind of want him to chase you. Like, I think what she was searching for was for him to be like, no, I want to be with just you, but it didn't turn out that way. And I think all's fair, love and war on Paradise. So she had a right to be upset. I'm not discrediting her feelings whatsoever, but she did initiate the we should see other people conversation.
Victoria P, how good of friends were you guys pre-show? And did you understand why she tried to turn it on you and Kelsey, even though she was allegedly lying to James about this boyfriend?
I wouldn't say we were best friends. I say we were friendly. Like, I'm friendly with everyone that was on my season, you know, but it's not like I talk to her every day. I wish the best for her, but just because you are my friend, I'm not gonna not call you out on your crap. You know, that's what I do with my real friends. That's the kind of friend I want to be. And the friend that I want is someone to call me out my crap, because I'm not a perfect person. I want someone to check me, and I'd rather someone who I trust check me.
Okay. And couple you find most solid while you were filming on the beach?
Let's see. Probably Riley and Marissa were very solid, and Noah and Abigail were really solid.
Amazing. Should Marissa have told Connor that she went to the Boom Boom Room with Riley, or does she not owe him that?
No, she does not owe Connor where she slept. It's none of his business. Did he find out and it was very unfortunate? Absolutely. But I don't think we owe each other anything. Like, we're all our own human beings. We're not supposed to be owned by people. I don't have to ask you for permission to do X, Y, Z.
Here at DSW, we're getting back to our regularly scheduled program, Living Your Best Life. From finding excuses to hug all your friends, to checking that big hike off your bucket list, to embracing the return of wedding season, life is calling. And whatever is on your calendar, you're going to need some really good shoes. That's where DSW comes in. We'll provide the shoes, and you'll make them awesome. Find Need Right Now sneakers, Wear Everywhere sandals, must-have boots, and everything in between from top brands like Adidas, Birkenstock, Reebok, Steve Madden, and more. Head to DSW.com or a DSW store near you to find your new favorite shoes.
Jesenia, who of course found herself in some hot water last night because there's this Polaroid and these pictures of her and Chris circulating from May that Katie Thurston had posted. I think Jesenia had posted some herself too. So it was a big group. Tammy was there. Jesenia was there. Chris was there. Katie, a bunch of Bachelor Nation people hanging out. And now people are saying that her and Chris, you know, were of like the Brendan and Piper vibes and maybe they had something else going on. So of course I asked Jesenia all about that. And about, again, some of the other drama on the beach. She had a little bit of different answers than Tammy. So here is Jesenia. I want to give you a chance right off the bat. Chris had his sights set out for you. There's these pictures going around. What was your relationship pre-show with Chris?
So really, besides having been on the show before at one point, the only relation that we really have is Katie. Katie had just got back from filming The Bachelorette and she wanted to come spend some downtime in San Diego. So she invited whoever could go to go. I personally wanted to just go see Katie. And I even met some people for the first time there, including Tammy. So a lot of us were just kind of hanging out in group settings. We had dinner, lunch, that kind of thing. But it was never anything beyond that. I mean, the relationship didn't go any further besides following each other on Instagram, which everybody does. So yeah, just to set the record straight, there was absolutely no romantic relationship going on before the show even started. I had my first impression of him in San Diego and figured, you know, he seems cool if he's in paradise and if I even go to paradise, considering no one knew who was going anyway.
And Serena P said that you had both Chris and Ivan, quote, on your list. What does that mean? And had you talked to Ivan at all beforehand?
No. So really that was kind of like something that a lot of us girls would talk about randomly, especially early on. Once the show started filming, kind of like, well, who do you want to see? That kind of thing. Cause it was so early still as well. People do have the impression that it's like weeks and weeks and weeks, but it was still kind of early. So I wanted to just be open to it. I definitely felt really good about where I was at with Ivan. But regardless of whether Chris was coming or not, I was open to meeting whoever would want to take me on a date and get to know me a little bit. Like, I was curious about meeting, I wanted to meet Riley, but obviously Riley and Marissa hit it off. I also did want to meet grocery store Joe, but Joe and Serena P hit it off pretty quickly. You know what I mean? So a lot of people kind of paired off pretty early.
Ivan said in last night's episode that he felt like you guys were kind of locked in. What was your status at that point? Were you guys had it like an agreement? Do you just kind of take it day by day? Like, how does that work?
I guess that's actually a good point. I would say it was more of a day by day thing because had Chris not come down or anyone for that matter, who I was interested in meeting or who would be interested in meeting me, I would have obviously, you know, been wanting to continue nurturing that relationship with Ivan. But if I'm completely honest, if I couldn't find that missing thing, which for me was like more of a spark, because there was one, but it's like, I was kind of hoping for something a little more intense, you know, that like all encompassing feeling over someone, then I probably still would have broken it off with Ivan, whether I was connected to someone or not. Cause my biggest fear for paradise was to leave there with regrets. And I didn't want to lead someone on, especially Ivan, who I have so much respect for. So.
So do you think maybe Ivan was a little more into you than you were to him?
I mean, I don't know if that's how it came off, I guess, but I think we were both pretty much on the same page with a lot of things. Like I had said, like he really checks a lot of boxes for me and he did give me that like butterfly feeling and I felt really good with him. But if there's something that I learned recently actually is you should always go for people who you really feel safe with, who you feel the most comfortable with, that kind of thing. Cause that chaotic, like, butterfly feeling can really be too much. And it's not necessarily the best foundation for a relationship, probably.
Is it safe to say you felt pretty comfortable with Chris since you somehow enjoyed that date where you guys were like blowing on each other?
I know that I really wasn't expecting that. Once we were like, okay, we need to wear like something comfortable that we can really move in, I was expecting like maybe we'll do zip lining or whatever, but that was the last thing that I expected. So it definitely broke the ice. But it was cool. I mean, it was a unique experience. I would recommend it. It was nice.
Is there anything up to this point on your paradise journey that you feel you would do differently regarding the Ivan relationship or the Ivan Chris little mini love triangle we got working?
I think I would go with my gut. I would trust my gut a lot more.
What does that mean?
I mean, I think a lot of times we let our emotions kind of like fizzle things up a little bit, clouded judgment in a sense. But I think it's like paradise is just so hard to navigate overall, you know, because there's emotions involved and emotions tend to take over logic. So it's really hard to navigate.
Reaction to the smoke show, bros. I mean, watching that back, I know it's all in good fun, but that was a little crazy.
It was a bit much, if I'm honest. Like, I know that it was like a shtick from the previous Bachelorette season or from Claire and Tayshia's season, but it was like, okay, we get it. Like, just go down to the beach. Please stop.
Exactly. A few other questions about just drama going on the beach. Demi, is she too aggressive or is she just playing the game the way she's supposed to?
I mean, Demi just knows what she wants. That's the thing. And I think people who don't really know Demi don't know that she's very much a forward person and she definitely goes for what she wants. So if she had her eyes set on Kenny, I feel like from day one, if anything, after Brendan, of course. Yeah. But, you know, I don't blame her for going after it. But I think that there was definitely a lot of miscommunication in that scenario, I think.
Brendan, we got this Piper thing looming. Do you think he's being honest about the nature of their pre-show relationship or is he downplaying it a little bit?
I think, just my opinion, like as a viewer, I'm going to say as a viewer, I think it does feel like he's a little reserved. There's something there that he's not quite opening up about. And I really feel for Natasha because I personally wouldn't have the patience to deal with that because I would just assume the worst, you know?
Yeah. And overall, like rules or feeling like you owe someone anything on the beach. Tammy was just saying, we don't owe anyone anything. Like it's, you know, that's the name of the game. Where do you think that like line is of the person you're seeing? What do you owe to tell them? Because we saw you talk to Ivan after your date with Chris. Is there like a time rule? Like how quick you got to go talk to them about it? Or like, how does that work?
Not necessarily. We get to navigate really the conversations the way we want them. So some people, maybe people can come down from a date and not even talk to that person that they were talking to at all, you know, but just me personally, like I would want that same thing. I would want someone to come and talk to me and say, hey, I think I have a better, you know, connection with this person. I kind of want to explore that, but I don't want to string you along, that kind of thing. So the same that I want to be treated, I'm going to treat someone the same way, which is why, you know, I had to have that conversation with Ivan.
And who would you say is the strongest couple when you were watching filming of the show?
I mean, I think it's definitely a tie between Marissa and Riley and Serena P and Joe.
Okay.
I adore them.
Can you tease to me anything about Kendall? I'm dying to see the Kendall reunion.
I just know that it was like after such a wild night to then have the next day start like that. It's like, Jesus, we don't get a break there. We don't get a break. So I was definitely, you know, I was worried for them. And if anything, Paradise is about tests. So there's going to be a lot to see tomorrow.
Would you say that Kendall is the most like shakeup person arrival or do we not know yet who it's going to be that's going to really throw a wrench? Has it happened yet?
I mean, I think Kendall was definitely a good shakeup considering there is like documented history. I mean, they were literally on Paradise before. They were engaged. The relationship continued after the show. I mean, they have history, like true history. So that was definitely something that shocked a lot of us. We were not expecting it. And my biggest concern was just Serena P, really, because, you know, we had grown close, especially during Matt's season. So I was most worried about, you know, how things were going with her.
You're friends with Katie, obviously. Have you met Blake? How are they going to make it? I know I'm sure you're going to say that, but why are they a good couple? And have you met Blake?
No, I haven't met Blake yet. Through Katie, sure. But no, I'm very excited to getting to see them together. I was just talking to Katie yesterday, just catching up with her, and she's got so much going on now. And she's already mentioned once, you know, they're settled that we'll definitely do a meetup.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jesenia. I'm loving the season so far.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you.
All right, guys, the drama is going to continue on tonight's episode of Bachelor in Paradise, and we will be back Friday to break it all down. But I want to thank Jesenia and Tammy for answering all of my questions, and I cannot wait to see what happens next on Bachelor in Paradise.